Okay, so we're holding Klal Dalid, Sif Yud Beis, but before Sif Yud Beis, there's a Hagah on the back, on the beginning of the end of page Kuf Yud. So the Chofetz Chaim said that if I'm asking Mason if I want to hire somebody for a job, or I want to get a partner, or I'm looking for a Shidduch, so then you're allowed to and you're supposed to ask somebody whether he knows anything negative about this person. But you have to say that the purpose why I'm asking is because of for a shidduch or for a business partner or for a job to hire a person. Because if you don't say that, then you're just going to schmooze with him and say, what do you think about this guy? And he's going to tell you something negative. Then he's telling you, saying Lashon Hara. And he's committing an Aveira. And you're the one who's causing him to do an Aveira. But if you tell him that the reason is for this, then he's allowed to say, he has a mitzvah to say the truth. And therefore, he's not doing an Aveira. So the Chofetz Chaim says in the bottom, Va'al Yoshev Olai HaKore. And the one who's reading my Sefer now should not ask. Shudava Shekosha Moed Lamed Boy. That Chofetz Chaim, you're asking me too, something that's too difficult. Shekivan Shashoel Yigal Loi Shadova Negel Loi Leiz Inyan. Because if I'm going to say the reason why I'm asking about this guy, I think I'm hiring him, or I think I'm taking it for Shidduch, Lo Yirtzeh LaHashiv LeKlum. He's not going to want to get involved. I don't want to get involved and say negative things. So afani yoshiv loy. So if someone's going to ask me that question, I'll tell him back. He says, let's say you're right. That if I tell him the truth, why I'm asking, he's not going to answer. Am I allowed to give wine to a nazir who's not allowed to drink wine? Because I want to make a buck? Because I want to make some money? So to hear, Alo Isa Lashon Hara, Al Kaponim Eina Geruah Mishari Yisuri Torah, the Aveir of Lashon Hara is not worse than other Aveiris. V'chi Mishvil Shiagiel Om Yisai Toelis, Yavis Chaver Le'isar, because for you it's a benefit to find out the information. Is that a heta to cause him to do an Aveira? U'kvar Birarnu Le'el B'psicha B'eis Dalud D'lav Lishne Yiver, who I feel him in a righteous Chaver Yasa Yisar, even if I don't want him to do an Aveira. As soon as I prepare, I lay the groundwork for you that you'll be doing an Aveira, over b'lav zeh, so you transgress. So however, the Chofetz Chaim says, ulam be'emes eino nitzrichim l'tshuva zu klal. You don't really have to say that answer, basically which he said, tough luck. Shekashi yovel chaver v'yomelo. If a person will come to his friend and say, ochi, so like Yaakov did, start off with, ochi, my brother, you know, my old good old buddy, and more lenient echach, and he writes a lidrash mima. Tell me something. I want to ask you something. Veloy segazim is a dove. Don't exaggerate. Rak toimelik v'mashi adeya. Tell me what you know. Veloye alecha yisur. And there's not going to be any aveira im tegalali if you tell me. Ki kavona shneinu hu rak l'toelas. I'm only asking you for a reason. Velo leganos lemi. I'm not interested in bashkutzing a person. Vani mafticha shleivodem imeni dover. And I promise you that I won't tell where I got this information. Because to go back and say, you should know, you know, I asked him about taking you for a job, and he tells me, you're such a gun, if you're such a this. So to go back would be an Iser for Chilus. Of course you can't do that. So he's saying, I promise that I will not say anything that you tell me. And then he'll tell him what the story is. He'll tell you the truth. And most people are nichshol in this, in shidduch hakadayim, when it comes to a question of a shidduch. He says, shiroitzim lei de'etzem uhusa shalom mishtatif imam. They want to know what's the scoop about this person that I'm going to get connected with. Shiroitzim lidrish v'lachkar, they want to look into it. Hey misnakrim, they make themselves strangers. V'oitzin atzim akin li'in l'gil, hem b'zeh shem etzdavar. They shmooze with the guy as if it's not relevant to me. And they're doing an aveira. They're causing this guy to say lashon hara. They're doing even worse. Because they're going to try to camouflage who they really want to get the information about. So they're not going to go directly and say, he's thinking to himself, I got to get information about Yankel, so let me ask this guy about Yankel. He's not going to do that. So he says, Rakal Anoshim Acher. First he says schmoozing about the whole group, the whole Chevra. Hakol Kadesh Levinu Sheshlam Shunagibazet. They do that so the guy shouldn't chop. Why I'm asking? Umitoch Zeh, Mevin Chavreim Ledabalashonogumur Al Harbi Anoshim. And because of that, you're causing him to tell Lashon Hara about a lot of people. Shein shum teyelus nitzmachizeh. There's no use in that. Al kein tzorich lasas kumosh kasavne. Therefore, Chavetz Chaim says, do like I'm telling you. Ach be'etzem adin ein lahashiv eich lahashiv umasai lahashiv. So that's as far as your opening line. So now my opening line is the following. However, now what is the guy supposed to talk to say? What should he respond to this question? So he says, for that, you're going to have to wait to Klal Yud. Sorry. You're going to have to wait till we get to Klal Yud, and he'll tell us that. V'chein yikra kama pami, m'sheecha dorish al benoy akroivoy, hador b'yer acher, since matzovi v'nyodei. Sometimes a person wants to know how his son is doing, or how his mishpach is doing someplace. U'b'seicham shel gamkin al teirasa, y'moloy min adayin aloy. And he wants to know, is my son learning? He says, hini al pi din hukach. Im daita b'shel lasa hukadei shiyeh mizet te'elis labo. If he's asking because he wants to be able to do something with this information, something useful. If he knows that the guy is slacking up, he's not coming to shul anymore, or he's not learning, said, so you're going to do something about it, then it's the right thing to do. Ask about it. And the one who's asked has to tell you the truth, because he's not allowed to lie. As long as, again, you say why you're asking. In this way, he won't be saying Lashon Hara, and I won't be doing something wrong. However, that which is unfortunately very common, that a guy was fortunate enough to live many years in L.A., and then Nebuchadnezzar, he moved to another place. And then when somebody comes to L.A. for a chasana, and he's there in Muncie for a chasana, so the guy who's now living in Muncie says, how's that guy doing? And how's that guy doing? He's still going to shul now? Is he still this? Is he still doing that? So he says, so he starts asking about everybody, all the guys in the shul, he wants to know. Al matzavam, how what the matzav is, v'saluchasam, and how they're, so to say, acting, how they're behaving, v'dvarm shimbanu l'makayim bin on l'chaveiro, imhem l'tayva l'ra, is this guy in trouble? Is he still doing that dishonest business? Is this guy still talking in shul? Is this guy still making a ruckus? Ubefrat, shoyel al b'nei teira, al b'alabatim b'alei teira, shehu l'fonav, heim loim dim adayin teir, does this guy still come to daf yoimi, oi pir shemenu, or is he one of those dropouts? Ubesipa kazeh ein shum hetem heter manal. Stamazai, because you're curious, you want to know what's happening with the oilam, what's happening with the boys back at home. So you talk curious, but lemais, it's lashon hara. When the guy's saying that this guy's not learning anymore, so if you're asking, because there's some people that you have some influence with, and you can encourage them, you can call them up and say, I heard you're going to daf yomi. I know you're only going once a week, but still, you know, try to be mechazik yourself, stop going, or the guy stopped coming to davening, and you call up your mechazikim to come to davening, so then it's a great thing, then it's a mitzvah. Ki, but however, in the normal case, ki ha-shoyel, ain't kavanos ha-kadesh yilich, achkach v'yachich ha-san she'irah yashana. The guy who's asking this information, he's not planning to now to start going into a mussar campaign to help out. U'befrat, ha-meishiv le-bevadi, ain't kavanos l'zeh. And the guy who's answering is just telling him all the gnus. And this kind of conversation, unfortunately, is a common type of a conversation, is never mixed in Lashon Hara from beginning to end. Because he's asking about every single guy. And this guy who's answering, he's, Baruch Hashem, a great expert. And he knows exactly where everybody's ruchnius is. This guy is not so firm anymore. This guy is more firm. This guy needs a little help here. This guy, Baruch Hashem, is mamash like a Navi, and he knows everything, and he's giving over all this information. So the person is mamash just what they call straight Lashon Hara Torah. And whether he's very generous, he used to be more generous, he's not as generous as he now. He used to give tzedakah, people think he gives tzedakah. All the conversation, habit not rei. He says, look back at the psich and see how many averes a person is doing. And especially such a story. the more people there are in the city, Vishrabba Sipra, and he talks about it, Yirbu Halavin Vasein Olaval Kalechad Vyachim Yistar Litin Din Vechejman. And unfortunately, for every person, every word that you spoke negatively or you listened negatively, Al Kain Hashem or Navshe, a person who wants to save his neshama, Yirchak Mizeh Ad Ma'id. A person should be extremely far away from such type of conversation.
Would you be rude if you said to him, please call him yourself?
Depends if it'll be rude.